Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Great news for today's world. Hallelujah. And we are so glad that you have tuned in today. And this is our theme song, is Jesus. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Thank you again for joining us. Please tell everyone about great news for today's world. Five sisters of the Lord here in Oklahoma. I see that my special co-host is with us, Miss Sarah. Sister Sarah, are you there?
Yep.
How's everybody doing?
All right, we're doing great. Thank you so much. This is a beautiful day here in the Oklahoma area. Would you please open up in prayer?
Yes. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity for all of us to come together and unite in your word, God. I thank you for your word that just grows within our hearts. I thank you that it is going to take root and that the enemy will not snatch it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just give you thanks and praise today, praising you for being with us, for being near to us, God. Lord, as we humble ourselves before you, we speak after you in your word today. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, glory to God. We're going to turn off our theme song for now. And again, we thank you, everybody, for joining us. I am the one and only Reverend Robin, an apostle called of God, which means an ambassador. I am honored to be God's voice across the world. Sister Sarah has that special calling in her life, and one day we will have her share her life's testimony. But right now, we just thank you so much for joining us. Great news for today's world. And so yesterday, we talked about casting our care. And today, we're going to talk about don't worry. Don't worry. Let the joy of the Lord take you over. And you say, oh, Reverend Robin, you don't know what I'm going through. You know what? I may not. But God does. He's a mighty God. He's Jehovah God. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus, right now as you're listening, all you have to say is, Lord Jesus, I ask you into my life. Be the Lord of my life. I confess you now as my Savior. Thank you for forgiving me. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, I ask this. Amen. That's how it takes, doesn't it, Sarah?
It is.
Ask the Lord into your life. He's right there. He's a whisper away. We are going to turn to Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to begin in verse 4, and I'm going to read out of the Passion Translation, which I think is so beautiful. I normally like the King James, but I wanted to read this to you. It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. And it says, be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of your life. Be happy, in other words. Let joy overflow, for you are united with the Anointed One. Let gentleness be seen in every relationship, for our Lord is very near. What does that mean to us, Sister Sarah? Would you kind of break that verse down there for us?
Yeah, so rejoicing in the Lord always. So every day may not be a bright, sunny-filled day, but it's us taking the time to still remember that God is near to us. His word says that he'll never leave us or forsake us, and that's something to rejoice about. We woke up with fresh air in our lungs. We have food on the table, clothing on our backs, a roof over our head, and
The
fact that his presence goes with us. And that is something to always rejoice over, even if other things around you don't look so good.
Amen. Paul was actually in prison with dung, to be nicely said, up to his knees at least. And he said, rejoice again. I say rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's turn it around. It is our will. You have your own will. You're not a puppet. Mm-hmm. God gave you a will, and you start rejoicing in the Lord. And now in verse 6, it says, don't be pulled in different directions. Or worried about a thing, about nothing. Don't worry about no thing. What's it do? It does nothing about worrying. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. Keep your thoughts. Get a grip, Paul's saying. Continually fix all that is real, honorable, beautiful, respectful, pure, holy, merciful, and kind. Fasten, like super glue, your thoughts on every glorious work of God. Just turn all of those bad thoughts around and start praising the Lord. Start praising God. Give him glory and honor and see what happens in your mind. Fasten those thoughts. Follow after the example that we are giving you today. And the God of peace will be with you in all things. And so, Sarah, do you have a thought on this, please?
So the peace of God, you know, we talked about how sickness can come, you know, when we worry and we're consumed with those anxious thoughts. But the peace of God is completely opposite of that, and it really does fill you. He reassures you that everything will be taken care of, everything will be okay, and all we have to do is just talk to him, let him know how we're feeling. He can handle every bit of our feelings. And it's the Lord that guards our hearts.
That's resting in his faith, right?
Right.
Just rest in him. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that was it.
Yes. Well, faith-filled prayers. And so what that means, faith-filled prayers, if you don't know what that means, just grab the Word of God, the prayers of God's Word. Just pray his Word out loud. Pray his word out loud. Think on those things. 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says to pull down those vain imaginations, those thoughts that would try to exalt itself above God. You, if you know the Father God, then you know that peace, that joy. Sometimes I just get in the mirror, Sister Sarah, and just, ha, 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 ha. And I just start laughing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Just let the joy of the Lord stir you up. Be carefree, joy, peace. You live from a kingdom. As Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all those things be added. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. In Matthew chapter 6, don't worry. What do you think about this, Sister Sarah, about worrying and just giving it to the Lord and being carefree?
Well, we worry. Unfortunately, it seems to be one of our first things to go to when it should be the Lord. And all that means is we're thinking in advance and thinking ahead of time of a situation that may happen that hasn't even happened yet. The Lord is the only one who knows the beginning from the end. He's the only one who knows how things are going to turn out. So I think there's so much freedom when we give that worry to God and just let him handle it.
Yes. It says here in verse 6, don't worry about nothing, no thing. Mm-hmm. So when I start worrying, I just hurry and start praising. Praise you, Father. Thank you for being my good shepherd. Thank you for your joy. In Proverbs 17:22, it says, Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart, a joyful heart, a peaceful heart, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. And like we were talking, Sister Sarah, a lot of worry and unrest and fretting and anxiousness and anger causes those bones to dry up. I believe it causes arthritic pain and heart disease, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do believe that too.
So a merry heart. How do we get a merry heart, Sarah? Tell us.
Well, I honestly believe that the method for that is what we're going to focus on in the next several verses, verses 8 and 9. Are you okay if I read those?
Yes, ma'am.
So it says, verse 8 in Philippians 4, says, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually, always, continually on these things. These things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things in daily life, and the God who is the source of peace and well-being will be with you. And so I think that that's the method for it, because it takes being intentional on, instead of choosing to focus on what you see going on around you or the worries and heartache that you may be going through, you have to be intentional in thinking about those things that are worthy of honor, worthy of respect, which is Jesus and God, the things that he's also done for you, those answered prayers, those things that are pure and wholesome. It takes intentional motives to be able to focus on those alone. And I think that
Amen.
Would be the answer
Yes, he is our peace. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just say Jesus. Right now, Sister Sarah, I saw that there are five people listening to us that feels life is not worth it anymore. Listen, your life is precious. God has a plan for you. We lift you up right now. If you need us, we are here. If you need to call us, our phone number's there on the screen. If you need help, just cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. He loves you. Father, I give these people to you right now, that they will think on these things so lovely and just and good report, that your love never fails them, that your joy, Lord, is their strength. Let them reach out to a pastor, to a family member. Lord, let them know that their life is of value. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sister Sarah, please continue that prayer.
Yeah. Father, I just thank you for those that are listening. God, I thank you that you've implanted your word in their hearts. I thank you, Lord, that because they're listening, that means they're seeking after you. And God, you are the God of peace. Pour your peace out over them now and your comfort, Father. And may their minds go to you, what you've done for them. May they remember where they used to be and where they are now because of the grace of God that's working in them. Father, and may they be empowered by your Holy Spirit to walk each and every day to finish this race out.
Thank you, Lord.
Thinking on honorable things and worthy things. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. God bless all of you. Remember, God's love is always with you. Call upon the name of Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord. We love you. This is Sister Sarah and Reverend Robin saying, this is great news for today's world by Sisters of the Lord. Everyone just have a blessed day this afternoon, and we'll talk again tomorrow. You're welcome to call in and share with us your thoughts also. But until then, God bless you. Sister Sarah?
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
My king, my